Welcome to La Pedraja, Dinosaur Track Site. Along with La Serea 7, they form a megasite that expands across 5 kilometers from Quintanilla de las Viñas to Mambrillas de Lara. Its 14 rocky outcrops belong to the Land of Dinosaurs route, with track sites located in the southeast of the Burgos province. In addition to this track site, there's also the aforementioned La Serea 7 in Quintanilla de las Viñas and El Frontal in Regomiel de la Sierra. Also, in Salas de los Infantes, you can find the Museo de Dinosaurios de Salas de los Infantes, core center of the dinosaur studies of the province, with a specific section on the Costelomo track site, the only of its kind in the whole world, which can't be visited nowadays because of conservation issues. Here, in La Pedraja, there are 123 visible tracks, produced by various dinosaurs in a comparatively small area if we take into consideration the amount of remains found. Here we find sauropod tracks, Phytophagus, that is, vegetation-eating dinosaurs with a long neck and tail, and whose reconstruction we can find near the track site. Also theropods, two-legged carnivorous predators, both of them present on La Serea 7. Also, we find tracks that can be attributable to ornithopod dinosaurs, also Phytophagus and similar to Iguanodon bernicertensis, first described dinosaur species in the whole history, and whose bones have been found all across Europe, Burgos province included. The outcrops that currently form the megasite originally were the muddy shores of a big lake with shallow waters on a subtropical climate. Algae, snails, and other invertebrates could be found living in this environment. These conditions made of that place a perfect spot where the dinosaurs could eat, drink, or simply pass by, leaving their imprints, which were preserved until the present day. It must be taken into consideration that 144 million years ago, during the Jurassic-Cretaceous transition, the time when those prints were produced, oceans and continents had a very different distribution from what we have today. The peninsula was an island at that time, with a young and growing Atlantic Ocean on one side and the Mediterranean Sea predecessor, the Tethys Ocean, on the other.